This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Communist China has sold Americans a dazzling array of counterfeits and forgeries, including copyrighted books and music, expensive fashion apparel, and prescription drugs with ingredients that kill. China's latest venture into fakery is fake alcohol. The counterfeiters collect empty bottles of genuine alcohol, refill them with a cheap substitute from who knows where, and then resell this counterfeit alcohol to popular bars and restaurants in Beijing. The police discovered 37,000 bottles of this fake alcohol ready to be delivered. China's fake alcohol is generally made from one of three bases: ethylene glycol, which is antifreeze, which attacks the kidneys and heart and is potentially fatal; methanol, which attacks the retinal nerve and can result in blindness; and isopropyl, that's the name for rubbing alcohol. The China Bee Products Association claims that half of all honey sold in China is fake. The final Harry Potter movie was available in Chinese bookstores before it was released by the publisher. Beijing shops sell fake Gucci. One reporter saw a gift shop selling a suitcase full of fake U.S. $100 bills. Now let me give you an update on how Communist China is replacing the United States as the world's car maker. The company we all used to know as General Motors, which after it was bailed out by the U.S. taxpayers, is now informally called Government Motors, recently announced it will build a billion-dollar factory to manufacture Cadillacs in Communist China. Of course, the U.S. corporation had to get permission from Chinese communist authorities to build its factory and had to make it a joint venture with the Chinese company. Even the Wall Street Journal criticized GM for investing so many billions of dollars in China after getting bailed out by the U.S. taxpayers in 2009.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to campingsurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at campingsurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. Campingsurvival.com. Campingsurvival.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendovite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendovite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. This is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. Our guest today is Beverly K. Ekman. Her name is spelled E-A-K-M-A-N. She is the author of 6 books. Her websites are BeverlyEckman.com and MidnightWhistler.com. And we're talking about some very, very, it's kind of scary, but it's something that we all need to know about so that we can prevent our being victimized by these mind manipulators. So what are some of the things that we can do to counter this in our own life?
Well, one of the things we have to do is to train ourselves in various forms of how this is waged upon us, so to speak. One of them is the Alinsky method. We should really read his Rules for Radicals that was disseminated so widely in the 60s and 70s and so on, and 80s. I think, yeah, it was more the 1980s. And he wrote in his rules exactly the things that are being done to us now. We need to learn about the many of the techniques that are being used, Marxist theory of alienation, for example. That's another one. And, of course, the RAND was a change agent, Delphi techniques. That's another one. And so when we learn about a few of those, that sort of gives us our default setting, shall we say, so that we don't keep reinventing the wheel and trying to do this in a way that we don't even know what's being given out there against us. The over 45 crowd is apt to subconsciously tune out a lot of the messages that are given today because actually they're sending two messages at the same time. We don't know what, for instance, cognitive dissonance is, and it's two irreconcilable authorities waging war in people's memory banks. And, you know, what it does, the emotional mind tells the intellectual, think for yourself mind, to kindly shut up. And that can be forced upon us by just in the course of commercials and talk shows, other kinds of, you know, talk shows that come across the airwaves that aren't at all like this one. And so you need to teach yourself a little bit. You need to take courses in this kind of stuff. And then you need to think, okay, before I go to that meeting, I'm going to get some people together, but we're not going to go all in and sit in one place. We're going to sit in separate places throughout the audience so that if one of us is more comfortable than the other was actually challenging the facilitator, that's fine. If the others aren't that comfortable with it, they can at least say, I agree with what that lady just said or that man just said. And then there'd be support seemingly coming from all over the place, and she can't just tag the lump of you. The facilitator can't just tag the whole lump of people and be done with it and have them alienated and ostracized by everybody in the place before they had hardly a chance to open their mouth. So this is the kind of thing we need to do. I said earlier that there were many ways, core strategies that are being used to against us, and one of them is disruption or disorganization, the imposition of chaotic interruptions that compromise your train of thought and your sequencing of ideas. And this is really done in the classroom, too, and that's why so many kids seem to have attention deficit disorder. It's not, there's nothing wrong with their brains. It's the chaotic interruptions that are part of the classroom and part of the school day that used to not be allowed in the 30s
exactly.
and 40s and 50s.
Exactly.
Yeah, and desensitization. You can't turn on the TV without blood, gore, vomit, shooting, and, you know.
Sex.
You almost can't do it. And put-downs. Don't forget put-downs.
Right.
I mean, there was a time when things like the Gong Show was not accepted. It didn't catch on because people thought that it was not like just inviting somebody as a guest to sing and seeing if they won a contest. They thought they were insulting the guests, and so they turned the thing off and wrote letters and just said they were going to watch the Gong Show. Now you have things like The Voice, and of course it started with American Idol, and their main form of entertainment is to insult the guests. I mean, what has happened to us? Here we're getting the message of anti-bullying, and we're watching programs that bully.
Yes. Now, what is that all about?
Exactly. Yeah, what is that all? Exactly. We are having a job done on us psychologically, and we better get with the program and realize that it's coming from all sides. It's coming from the newspapers. It's coming from the television set. It's coming from the classroom, and it's over the internet. It is absolutely amazing what has been done to us. You even take things like during the last campaign. I'm not saying that I was or wasn't for Ron Paul, but the fact that he was not included in the debate is unbelievable. He had raised more cash than anybody else.
And won in several primaries.
And why wouldn't you at least include him in the debate?
Yes.
He either handles himself or doesn't handle himself well. I mean, he answers questions well or he doesn't. But the debates, as such as they were terrible. You need to go back and look at those debates over the internet between Mitt Romney then and Obama. And ask if any questions were really answered thoroughly. Could anybody follow that? I don't think they could.
Right.
And yet, one of the people that might have been able, I mean, well, the same thing happened to Pat Buchanan way back, longer ago than that. They did not include him in debates. Why? Who is deciding this stuff?
Exactly.
Is it that we're not allowed to listen to some people? We're allowed to listen to some people and not others.
Exactly.
It's unbelievable. So if we will finally get into the idea that we're being manipulated, perception management is alive and well, as per the DOD website. They're using negative and positive reinforcement on us, just like Skinner's reward and punishment scheme. It's called operant condition. We're conditioned to be popular or not popular and to, put away or move away from anybody who might be seen as unpopular by the facilitator, might be alienated. You see, you need to push yourself away in order to save yourself from this one person, even if you agree with them. That is operant conditioning. Then there's involuntary attention. Well, for instance, if you've got TV on, you can turn it off. If a child's sitting in a classroom, can he just get up and walk out? No. So that's called a captive audience. He has to sit there and listen to whatever garbage is being put his way. But on the other hand, you don't want to teach him to be rude to his teacher or, you know, to disrespect authority.
Right.
And that is called a cognitive dissonance again. So two authorities are being played against each other. One authority is the teacher, who's supposed to be respected, and the other is the parent, who's supposed to be respected. So what do you do? The child is supposed to choose between them?
Ah, and they're actually forced to do that oftentimes.
That's exactly right.
All righty, we are going to a 3-minute break, and we do have some callers lining up. If you want to call in, it's 800-313-9443. Be right back.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The 3-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information, or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Beverly K. Eckman. She is the author of 6 books. Her website is beverlyeckman.com. We do have some callers. Why don't we go ahead and take a call? Let's take Dan in Oregon. Dan, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you very much for accepting the call. I have a sort of a statement, a short statement, and a question. You know, Bev, when Carter brought in the Department of Education, I was absolutely ballistic and furious that I knew it would turn into something like it is happening. I just wanted to make that statement. But here's my question. you talked about the government and psychological brainwashing and so forth. On the other side, on the right-hand side, if you will, I thought advertising kind of led the way and everyone caught up. In, you know, buying products you don't want, buying products you don't need, and so on, and that type of skill. And I guess the question is I'm asking is, does subliminal psychology enter to any of the propaganding aspect of the Department of Education?
This is an excellent question, and in fact, it's something I go into in my talks. The courses that advertisers and marketing directors, actually they take it under marketing, are behavioral psychology. That is the first and foremost course that these people take. So it's the same whether it's journalists take some of it, marketers and advertisers, it's a big thing of, and yes, buy things you don't need and how to sell certain products. Like if you've got, how many kinds of brands of cereal are on the shelves today? I don't know, probably over 100. And how are you going to introduce a new brand of cereal with all that there? You have to first know what people are buying and why, and that gets into your data mining. So, yes, they are interrelated at this point, and what has happened is on the left has taken advantage of this. But our side is a conservative side, so to speak, or independence, if you want to call it, I don't care, but they have not taken advantage. Similarly, they have not sold their product, so to speak, and given their rationale in ways, in any way except, you know, the pro forma way, in a formal debate or a formal forum. And so we've gotten run over roughshod by those who will stamp their messages on anything that stands still. So, yes, your question is a valid one, and, yes, that is part of the problem. People that could not get a job in psychology in the 60s, and so not that many took that particular major. Now that is the major to have, behavioral psychology and with maybe a double major in statistics if you can do it. Most people aren't that great at math nowadays, but if you can get that double major going, you are assured of a job, especially in politics.
Now you mentioned about slogans and how they help to redefine terms, and you talked about marketing slogans like smart growth, and we have the smartphones and we have smart meters, and that really is influential in getting people to purchase your product. And then you also bring up the name Britney Spears, and of course there are other people like her that have managed to become popular among children as young as 8 years old who are not even sexually aware. And you talk about targeting a market or the proper packaging. And, of course, people can do this with terminology and with ideas and not just products but ideas.
Yeah.
Ideas seem very, very good and beneficial.
Well, that's it. What's being targeted specifically is your belief system. And a person's attitudes, worldviews, outlooks, that comprises a belief system, and it's kind of built up over a lifetime. Slogans and catchphrases tend to redefine terms you thought you already knew. And it's just like when I had you right quick on conservative. When you typed it in, or individualist, when you typed it in, you can end up redefining terms through the power of repetition. So repetition comes into play there. If you give a slogan enough, and then your smartphone thing, that's part of it, like smart this, smart that, smart something else, that has lent itself to a catchphrase. And the repetition factor has produced the manipulation. So what you have basically is a math algebraic equation, if you will. Manipulation plus peer pressure plus repetition equals control of the psychological environment.
Exactly. All righty, let's take another phone call. Let's take Ralph in California. Ralph, welcome to the program.
Hi, Diana. Thank you for taking my call. Again, another very good show. Ma'am, I forget your name, and I apologize.
My name is Beverly.
Yes, Beverly.
Yes. Uh-huh. But I have you on the website.
Good. Okay.
I just don't have it. Anyways, in front of me. I'm a parent. I have a parent with, I'm a parent of two kids, one 13 and 10, and they go to Catholic school, but they adopted the Common Core, and I brought that information, you know, basically what garbage it is in front of the PTO meeting. It was an open house for the first day of school, so to speak. One parent was aware of it, the others weren't, but I brought it to their attention. Unfortunately, they were more concerned about what shoe would be allowed or not versus what kind of curriculum would be allowed.
Right.
But what I want to do is get a campaign. I know there are parents doing that, but I've got to tie in. I'm not a great spokesperson, but I'd like to get somebody to come out. If I could get information from you, whatever packet information to expose this garbage and actually this takeover, what they have been doing anyway, and with our kids, with this Common Core, and expose it for what it really is.
Well,
do you have anything like that?
Yeah, I give, it's a two-hour lecture, actually, with a PowerPoint, and that's what I decided that really there were too many people that, if, especially if they were in the under 45 crowd, and the parents typically are in the under 45 crowd, that don't know the background. They don't have any context of this stuff. And so it doesn't mean anything to them. They just say, think a reform movement's a reform movement and that standards mean really standards. And unless they can see with their own eyes some of this stuff and how far back it goes, then you can't get through to them. Now, you can tell them what's in the arithmetic and mathematical Common Core standards. I mean, it's something, well, it's ridiculous. Here's one right here. It was written up in the Washington Times by Daniel Craig, and he's a county executive and used to be a teacher in Hartford County, Maryland. But he was a teacher before a county executive for 34 years. Well, here is how first grade arithmetic is supposed to be taught so that pupils learn, quote, to decontextualize, to abstract a given situation and represent it symbolically and manipulate the representing symbols as if they have a life of their own without necessarily attending to their reference and the ability to contextualize, to pause as needed during the manipulation process in order to probe into the reference for the symbols involved. Did you understand that?
What?
Yeah. Say what?
Alrighty. We do have to go to every folks. Ralph, you can stay over the break if you'd like. We are coming right back in 3 minutes. Be right back.
Thank you very much.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759. 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Beverly K. Ekman. She is the author of 6 books. Her website is beverlyekman.com. And we had a caller by the name of Ralph. Beverly, would you like to address what Ralph said?
Oh, yes. I think I gave him an example of what Common Core in math is. And another one, a guideline suggests that math be the route to, quote, recognizing and responding to important facets of equity in order to promote the rich conversations needed in your collaborative team to promote high quality instruction and equitable classrooms. So math is even politicized. What people don't know, and the reason they need a context for these two goofy math thing. I was just one example. I could have picked anything. I could have picked social studies or something else. But it started back in the 60s with transformational grammar and new math. And many parents or grandparents, I should say, or maybe great-grandparents, will remember that now, that they couldn't help their kids with grammar because they couldn't even begin to understand what this transformational grammar was all about because it made no sense. And the new math didn't help kids or adults that knew math. They couldn't even comprehend it. But kids were completely lost, and the parents were looking at this stuff and not knowing how to help their kids given this way they were supposed to be doing it. So they had tried, they made some trial balloon stabs at what Common Core is now. and some succeeded, some failed. They put a bunch of them into a computer system as proven programs, and that was called the National Diffusion Network, and that was finally shut down, but these programs still, many of them live on, and they are disseminated, and with federal dollars, some of them, if you go back, and through technical assistance. They get technical assistance from government, which goes all the way up if you follow it long enough. But they, if people, the reason they need a really a training session is you can't look at Common Core in a vacuum. Yes, you can say it's deceptive. For instance, in Texas, it's called C-SCOPE, but that's an acronym that doesn't even stand for anything. It doesn't stand for a single term. And then it's also called raise your hand in certain local places in Texas. Well, that sounds good, raise your hand. Well, this is supposed to help them, the new generation of assessments, the Texas Assessment of Academic Readiness Assessment. There you go again. And but that they have no background, if they don't know all the other remedial movements that were foisted upon us in between the 70s and the present, then they have no way of knowing really why we have CCS now, or Common Core of Standards. They don't understand how they've been had. They don't understand how government got involved in state and local curriculum when supposedly they were specifically prohibited from being involved in state and local curriculum. The federal government could not involve itself. Well, they took one little section of that ESEA law, 1965, Elementary and Secondary Education Act, and they found a loophole. And it said they were developing the curricular framework and instructional materials, not the forbidden direction, supervision, and control of curriculum. Of course, you're splitting hairs there, but that's how they did it. So without a kind of a two-hour, once they get through with this, they get it. They walk out and they totally get it.
The
SATs don't even stand for anything.
How would I get somebody
the
else?
The test, it isn't.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just saying, it would contact you via email or someone would
come out? Yeah, on my website, there's a little button there for contacting
I saw that.
Me.
Yeah.
And
would fly out yourself or someone that's in the
area? Either I will get it. I will probably get it directly. Sometimes it takes me a while. I get about 200 emails a day.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure you get a lot.
But be patient with me. But bkekman@gmail.com is what you'll be hitting, actually, if you BK Ekman, just like my initials and name.
Yeah, no, it's on there on your website. No problem.
Yeah.
Well, I'll do so, and then we'll keep in contact, and whatever we can get.
Yeah,
I'd like to get
make it far enough out that I can, you know, prepare, because it does take some preparation, even though if I've done it before, I try to tailor it a little bit.
Well, thank
you. Alrighty. Thank you, Ralph.
Thank you.
Okay, let's take Chris in Las Vegas. Chris, welcome to the program.
Boy, thank you, Deanna, and thank you, Beverly, for being on this show again today.
Well, thank you.
I want to let you know that we have acquired a couple of your training manuals because they're so necessary in this treacherous environment that we all tread in, whether we're aware of it or not. We have your How to Counter Group Manipulation Tactics and your Walking Targets, although I think we're all walking targets, not just the children these days.
Yes, and figuratively and literally.
Absolutely. I was at a smart meter meeting with the PUC in Las Vegas several months ago whenever I uttered a one-word objection to a blatant lie that was being posted on the unknowing public there in the audience under the guise of giving us a voice in our what was happening. And I was immediately ejected for causing a disturbance. All I said was objection. One word, and you're required in law to object if you have a controversy with what's being proclaimed as truth. If you do not, you have to accept it as the gospel. And so I had a duty to object, and I only did in an orderly fashion, yet I was deemed to be a disruptive force and thrown out of the meeting.
Yeah, you should just underline that passage. Have you? Are you a troublemaker?
Oh, absolutely.
My manual and just show it.
Oh gosh!
Well, that sounds very familiar. That's I shouldn't be laughing because I get calls like that to that effect almost every week.
I wear the badge terrorist as proclaimed by the Department of Homeland Security proudly. If I'm terrorizing them, I must be doing something right.
Well, you must be, because the Transportation Security Administration hasn't caught a single terrorist yet. So if you can get some action, I would say that you're doing a better job than they are.
Well, here's something I think you might, and the listeners might be able, want to be aware of. I got an email advisory from the EPA today in my email on the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences. And since they've expanded the meaning of the environment to include everywhere on the whole planet,
right?
They seem to be, they're trying to research how genetic and epigenetic components, as well as how social and cultural factors may be linked to many of today's passing children's health concerns, including asthma, autism, attention deficit, hyperactivity, neurodevelopmental deficits, and childhood leukemia.
Yep.
Diabetes and obesity. So,
right. That's what I was talking about when I said psychologizing all these terms. I mean, they are psychologizing the whole environmental term when they say that. And you can see it real plainly in just what you just said.
Oh, yes, and this goes right along with that new APA, American Psychological Association, diagnostic manual, where basically whether you breathe, blink, or have a pulse, you have some psychological element that they can diagnose you with to give you psychotropic medications to adjust your attitude.
That's right, and the worst part of it is they can interpret these analysis to the assessments any way they like. You know how a film studio works, or they take the clips that they like and then string them together, and anything that they don't like goes on the cutting room floor or nowadays in the recycle bin. Okay, that's what they do now. If you say something that they think is good, but they basically don't like you, they can clip all the good stuff out and then string together all the stuff they don't like and make it sound like you said something or did something or believed something that maybe is completely wrong. And that is the danger in the computerization as we have it now, that you can't really prove it unless you can hire a hacker, basically yourself, and they call it a data launderer, to get to the bottom of it. And most people can't. Most people don't even realize how they did it. And in the kids in school now, there's a new twist on their assessment test, too, and it's called rapid cognition assessment. And it's like the old-style association test, and they're putting columns of words together, you know, in the right column, but they have to do it in milliseconds. And if they take 1 millisecond longer than the computer thinks they ought to, then they're labeled with something.
All righty. We do have a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Beverly K. Ekman. Her website is beverlyekman.com, and I believe we still have Chris on the phone. Beverly, you want to conclude your remarks to him? I think you were talking when we went to break.
Okay, let's see. I forgot now where I was on that, where I was in the, before we got cut off here for the commercial break.
All righty. Chris, did you have another comment?
Well, I was just going to relate that on the Republic Broadcasting Network, they have Phyllis Schlafly, whatever her group is, Eagle Forum, and she talks about the Dangan Project of the Chinese. And that seems to closely parallel this administration's organized effort to gather intel on every American and the infinitive aspect to get the technocratic or technocracy, techno-crazy, I prefer to say, concepts of gathering every little bit of data they can possibly get so they can profile, analyze, and determine when we're ready to be plucked and taken over and plundered and taken over by the common core of communism or Pharisee Calvinism. But I think Beverly, for all her knowledge that she's put forth and hard work for developing these ideas to help us learn and avail ourselves of the knowledge that she has so definedly put forth for us to avail ourselves of.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much. This is what's happening. You know, every single coup that ever was, and I don't care if you're talking about the Nazis or Stalin or who, they wanted people to get to the point where they would report on each other and feel that it was all right, including family members and friends. Well, don't you know they would have drooled over the techno-crazy, as he put it, aspects now that do reveal every scintilla of information. I mean, if you subscribe to a certain list of magazines and newspapers and whatever, it's on computer. If you buy certain types of products, shop at certain stores, view certain movies, but even things that you get if you have cable on your TV set, it is easy. It is simple to cross-match that stuff. Does that mean they're doing it for everybody all the time, 24/7? No. They're doing it on a need-to-know basis. And that means not anonymous, but that means that if you become a nuisance, if you run for school board, if you speak out, if you become a columnist, so on and so forth, then you might become a nuisance, and then they can start combing that stuff. That's where it becomes super dangerous, and that's where we are right now.
Absolutely. I just marked private and invoked my Fifth Amendment protections not to testify against myself. Thank you so very much, Beverly, and UTVNFBN.
All righty. Thank you. All right. I want to just go over a couple of things in your book. You talk about the five basic steps to indoctrination. And in number one, you say eradicate the subject's support base, his/her intellectual and emotional life raft. Now, this sounds very psychotic. This sounds like something that a psychopath would do to his or her victim. In other words, just get rid of their emotional support. Number two, bombard the subject's senses with a steady diet of conflicting, confusing images and words in order to impair rational thought and discourage reflection or cognition. The right. Technical term for this is thought disruption.
Right, right. There is a five-step process to strip the belief system, and of course it works best with easiest with children, but we're all at risk at some level because we don't know what what they're trying to do. We don't know that we're being targeted. So yes, this is very heavy duty. Do you want to call it psychotic? Yeah, it probably is that too, but this is with knowing what you're doing. I mean, this is not something that somebody just came up with. These are ways of derailing any comeback from you and or any opposition groups that might be in the wings. That this is their way of doing it. So you need to know how it works and to recognize and combat and teach your children how it works, too. You have to explain to them. I mean, if somebody came in the 50s and asked you how much you paid for your couch, that would have been a real no-no. Today, with the Oprah age and, spill your guts stuff about real personal things, that's no big deal. Your kids can't be possibly understand that is a violation of your privacy if you don't explain it to them. You need to understand that to have them understand that the country is under attack because it's subtle and it's more difficult than someone marching down the street with guns or tanks rolling down Main Street. But that's going to be the next step if we don't step up our offensive. That declaring martial law, crime running rampant anyway, so it would not be a far reach for things to get so out of hand and people flailing out in all directions, not understanding what's happening to them and complaining about all the breaches of our privacy, security, and everything else, all the nonstop scandals, and then pretty soon you do have an excuse to declare martial law. That's what I'm afraid of, is that the next step in this, around 2016, is to declare martial law. And then we'll be in real trouble.
And you talked about the public airing of laundry. Look at what Facebook, look what people post on Facebook.
I
My
know.
Goodness. We're encouraged to share every little thought.
Little thing on your timeline. I mean, I have to have a Facebook page because your publicist expects you, every publicist, I don't care what publisher you go with, people aren't going to even know about your book if you don't do something. But I'm real careful about just how much I post and giving dates and times and, you know, that kind of a stuff. Because
sure.
That's nobody's business, really, unless I want it to be. And
exactly.
I don't. And another thing I don't do, now this is for me, not necessarily for your listeners, I don't join things. Because I speak out and because I'm a public figure at this point, I don't join anything. I may go. I go to church. I go to this. I go to that. But I don't join because then it's in a computer bank and my enemies, political enemies, can start targeting me. As it is, they don't know what to do with me because officially I haven't joined anything.
Sure. So they can't pin a label on you.
Yeah. So for me, that's a good situation. But I think your listeners would not necessarily gain from that strategy. You have to know when to put a stop. I mean, they can find you regardless, but only if you become a nuisance will it become important to them, because it does cost the government money to do all this investigating of every person as if it were a security clearance or something.
Sure.
But the point is, and I think that's what Edward Snowden showed us, whether you consider him a traitor or a hero is questionable, because everything he's got on that laptop, and you can be sure there's more, is being shared with the Russians. But he did prove what many of us already suspected, and that is that every scintilla of information is available for cross-matching if government wants it to be, and not only nationally but internationally.
Exactly. The third statement that you have is, once a vacuum has been created, leaving the subject vulnerable and impressionable, lead the subject to the desired ideas, concepts, and beliefs. Okay, so they want these empty-headed people to come in with no previous preconceived notions about anything,
right.
And then they want to fill them up with the ideas that they have decided.
That's exactly right. They using a wide variety of formats and activities is very important. I mean, it's not just TV, it's not just newspapers, it's not just magazines, it's not just movies. It's everything that stands still has a message. Your bus, as it passes by, has a message on the side. Billboards. I mean, it's nonstop. So if you repeat something often enough, unfortunately, you repeat it often enough, the subject, and that's what they call you, you're not a human being, you're a subject, believe
exactly.
It. And then my number five was finally test, survey, and analyze the results. I already told you how the analysis can be skewed, but
right.
Many people don't realize that one part of a test can be sales figures.
Beverly, I'm mm-hmm. so sorry, we are out of time. Oh.
It's been fascinating. I'm thank you for having me on your show.
Well, we have to do this again soon. Thank you so much.
Okay, and I look for the new book coming.
All righty. Will do. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye,
listeners. Talk with you tomorrow.